Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oftentimes we talk about NordVPN.com/Fightful, and I'm telling you about one or two different features that they have. How about this? I'm going to tell you about a bunch of them. Threat protection, global server network, safe from disruptions with their kill switch feature. They have reliable encryption. They have the fastest VPN on the planet. A 30-day money-back guarantee. Great deals at all times. Incredible reviews online from some of the best publications in the world. And 24/7 support in case you don't know what you're doing or how to use it. They got you covered. Shield your data from snoops and criminals. Protect yourself on public Wi-Fi. Secure every device you own. Add extra layers of security to your digital life with NordVPN.com/Fightful. If you're abroad, listen to your favorites. I know a lot of wrestling fans have been traveling a lot more with big events. NordVPN.com/Fightful will protect you. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here with a name you know. You can see her every Thursday night on Access on TNA Impact. It feels so great to be able to say that again. But you also saw her this past Saturday at the WWE Royal Rumble. We have Jordynne Grace. Jordynne, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
It is, it has surely been a whirlwind week for you, a whirlwind month. I mean, TNA is back. Hard to Kill is in the books. You're a TNA knockout now.
I know. It's been an insane month, and I honestly don't even know words to describe everything that's happened. Not just in the past month, but the past week, you're right, has been a whirlwind, to say the very least.
I'm sure you're going to get asked this numerous times. I saw the video that TNA put out where Scott said, "Hey, what do you think about being in the Rumble?" And he joked that you were going to jump the barricade. And you were like, "Well, that seems like the likeliest of scenarios." Did you think it was some kind of publicity stunt that was being pitched towards you at the start?
I mean, I don't really know what I thought. First of all, Scott doesn't really ever call me. So when I saw the call, my immediate instinct was to not answer it because I thought that I might be in trouble about something. Who knows what? But when I answered it and he told me that, I didn't even know what to think, to be honest. I didn't think it was a publicity stunt that was being pitched, but honestly, when he said it, I was like, well, maybe this is just an idea that they have and it's not for real. Maybe they're just like testing the waters a little bit. Honestly, I did not think it was going to happen until I got my actual flight to Orlando to go to the PC. That was when everything like started to feel real.
Funny enough, several of the people that you would have seen backstage at the Royal Rumble did do a publicity stunt years ago where they delivered balloons to a Royal Rumble commercial shoot. I think it was like Abyss and Road Dogg and a few others. So, I mean, like, this isn't out of the realm of possibility, although things are much different now. How did your week go from there? I know you had to get physicals and all that even before you went to rehearsals.
Yeah, I had to get, you know, the physicals, all the medical stuff done. And it was just a lot of like waiting for everything to be approved. A lot of the stuff went through Scott, obviously, just because, you know, I'm with TNA and I don't know the legal logistics of everything, but it had to go through Scott. And I ended up getting my flight information, my hotel. They put me at a different hotel than like all the main wrestlers. I guess like that's the surprise hotel, quote unquote.
That's nice.
But yeah, that's just how the week went. On Thursday, I flew out to the PC in Orlando. And then from there, I drove to Tampa that night. Friday, they asked me if I wanted to go home on Friday, and I was like, no, I just need like a day to mentally like prepare myself before this. So I ended up that day just going to the gym, trying to be as normal as possible, spray tan, all that normal stuff. And then, yeah, Saturday was the day.
So I found out throughout the week, as I asked, I was asking people, hey, when are you guys going to practice for the Rumble, considering SmackDown's in Miami Friday? And I was told, we actually did it Thursday. Mm-hmm. So you were at the rehearsals. And I mean, I heard there were a lot of people shocked there. They were like, what? Like, how are you here?
I didn't tell anybody besides obviously like my husband, but I didn't tell any wrestlers because I was so scared of like anything getting out, which of course it did anyways, but it could have gotten out a lot.
Not because of me.
You didn't do it, but other people of course did it. Ruining the surprise. You can't have surprises in pro wrestling anymore. But yeah, people were shocked. And I saw so many people that I've known for just years. And they all initially thought that this was like my debut, my official debut. And I was like, no, I have, you know, I'm TNA Knockouts champion. I'm just here representing TNA. And that was even more shocking to them. So I saw Chelsea Green, who was really mad that I didn't tell her. She came up and she hit me. She was like, someone just texted me and said that you're here, and I didn't believe them, but here you are. And she was really upset that I didn't tell her, but I was like, come on, like, it's better that I'm here as a surprise. I also didn't tell Trinity, which was the funniest thing. All week I'm texting her and I'm like, yeah, I'm really excited to see you in the Rumble, blah, blah, blah. But what she didn't know was that I was going to be standing across the ring seeing her.
So yeah, that spot was just perfect. I love that for many reasons. It played off of recent TNA programming. Like the last several weeks of TNA programming has been you and Trinity, and to have that spot in the ring, that, I mean, that's perfect because it plays right into what's being done on TV. So it wasn't just something where you were brought in and you ignore that history. It was directly referenced on what was the most watched PLE outside of WrestleMania in WWE history.
Yeah, and you know what's it's crazy. I don't know how many like actual WWE fans watch TNA. I don't know what the exact crossover is, but it felt so good to get that reaction when we had the standoff, like in the hug. Like that was awesome. I'm so glad that everybody kind of knew what was going on between us.
Did you hear the TNA chants while you were in the ring?
Yes, I did hear the TNA chants.
How'd that make you feel?
Man, I don't know that there's a word to describe that feeling. Like, to put into perspective for you, because everybody keeps asking me how I feel, like, I made my WWE debut officially, like, at the Royal Rumble, wearing the OG TNA Knockouts Championship. Like, that is, those words together don't even feel real to say.
Now, hold on. I am under the impression you made your debut at Great Balls of Fire.
No. Don't bring that up.
So what was Trinity's reaction or your reaction when you're told, oh, not only are you going to be in the Rumble, you're getting, this is a spot that we're going to do right here, and it's going to be a prominently featured spot?
Well, she cries a lot. So she was like almost in tears about it. And just my reaction to everything leading up to this was just like, disassociation, kind of, just because I was just in complete disbelief of everything. And it was just an amazing, positive experience.
So a lot of people that I spoke to in TNA, they knew Trinity was going to be in the Rumble like a month ago. Like, they knew around New Year's. It was not a secret whatsoever. Like, there were a lot of people that were hitting me up and they're like, hey, yo, Trinity's going back to WWE. She's adamant that she wants to finish out her TNA dates, mm-hmm. and respectfully, but she's going to be in the Rumble. So, I mean, that's something you had probably known about for quite a while. And then you're keeping the secret from her that you're going to be in the Rumble.
Yes. I thought it was better that I just keep that secret until I saw her at the Performance Center. Just cause it was funny. And you know how you kind of see someone out of context and you don't recognize them. That's exactly what her reaction was. She was like, she was just confused. She was like, what are you doing here? Like, before the excitement took over, but she was just like so confused about why I was there.
So Full disclosure, I found out about this at about 1:30 in the morning, the day that it happened. And I did try to, send you little eyeball emojis. What was your reaction when I sent that? Because obviously you knew I was onto something.
Because I was like, I was just thinking to myself, it's almost the day. And it hasn't been leaked yet. I really thought that it was going to get out when I showed up at the PC and there were so many people there. But it didn't, nothing happened Thursday, nothing happened Friday. And I was like, ooh, fingers crossed. And then you sent me that eyeball emoji and I just saw it and I just ignored it. I was just like.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Like, oh, there it is. Like,
to me, finding out the how and the why and the when afterwards, though, was more valuable than that, because I've got a positive relationship with you and with WWE and TNA. Now, obviously, they all know I'm going to report some surprises, but to me, that news would no longer be news for what we do after 8 p.m. So I was like, okay, this, talking to you about this specifically, seemed like it was more long-lasting news, if that makes any sense.
No,
like,
definitely.
The details around it seemed more appropriate than that specifically. But it did end up getting out a little bit, but the reaction was great. And, I mean, you looked incredible. How did you feel about your performance?
I thought I did pretty well. I mean, people liked it, so that's all you can really hope for in the end. I just wanted to represent TNA to the absolute best of my ability. Like, TNA is an amazing company and there are amazing wrestlers there. And I was kind of a walking advertisement for TNA. Yes. And thank God a lot of people I saw were saying like they're going to tune into TNA after seeing me wrestle. So that's really all I could have ever hoped for.
Also, you are a major representative for this potential working relationship in the future. And we have seen, like, four regimes ago, some very frayed relationships, like titles were switched without permission that caused long-lasting issues. And I remember a couple of years ago, Chris Bay was put in a similar situation where he was sent to New Japan and he ended up being a perfect representative for TNA to help rebuild that bridge. How did it feel for you, considering you have been in the business for over a decade? You are trusted with this enormous responsibility of being one of the people to help build this bridge.
It is an insane amount of pressure. And like, there's nothing I can really say about it besides that. It's so much pressure, not just to perform well in the ring, but to establish relationships backstage, positive relationships. And sometimes, a lot of the time, that is much harder than actually going out there and wrestling in the ring. So I feel extremely blessed that they trust me enough to go on and do that. And hopefully I just made TNA proud.
And I've mentioned the TNA rebrand. That was so cool. I had heard from people that were in the commercial. They're like, it was a very vague teaser that we were doing, and a lot of us didn't even know what was going on until the reveal. But I feel like there is such a warm fondness for this brand that had sort of eroded towards the end of it being used, but now people welcome it back. They're excited to see it back. It's sort of a rejuvenation. How did you feel when you heard Impact Wrestling is becoming TNA again?
I was so excited. I think a lot of us have wanted that for a long time because, you know, we switched the name a couple times over the years. I think it was, you know, Global Force and then maybe one other thing. And then we moved to Impact. And I think that Impact was awesome in like building it back up. But now I think we can finally embrace what TNA at its root was always meant to be, which was, it was always supposed to be like, a family and somewhere that people could go and just like be the absolute best wrestlers that they could be. And I think to embrace that again is just amazing. And we could never get away from the TNA chants. Like even when we were Impact, it was always TNA, TNA, TNA.
Yeah. And your contract was up last year. You re-signed multi-year. What led to your decision to remain with TNA? Because obviously you had a lot of suitors, and TNA has always been a place that has seemed to book you well, treat you well. And I always hear such great things specifically about the women's locker room.
Oh, well, you just answered the question yourself there then. Like I love it there.
Yes, I know everything,
like,
don't I?
Yeah. I feel like I have a great rapport with the company. That's where I became who I am today. It's because of the people backstage there. They put faith in me and they helped me to just build myself up to be who I am now. They helped me build my confidence, my wrestling ability. Everything I am today is because of TNA, really.
Are there any other type of goals within TNA that you're looking at? Because, I mean, you have been known to do intergender matches. I don't know if you know this, but your combined days as Knockouts champion, the only three above you are Gail Kim, Deonna Purrazzo, and Mickey James. That is a pretty elite company to be a part of. But like, what do you look at and you say, that's what I want to accomplish within TNA Wrestling? Because, I mean, you are a flag bearer for them.
I would love to be the longest reigning Knockout of all time. That would be an incredible honor. And another thing that has just come within the past week, I just want to get more eyes on the product. I want people to see what we're really all about. And if a relationship with WWE is going to help us to do that, I would love to represent TNA more on WWE.
Had you heard anything else about that? There are plenty of rumors and all that. I mean, there were big rumors like earlier this month that there was something going on there. So to immediately hear, okay, no, that's not the case, then this to happen, that is positive motion.
I have no personal or insider knowledge of anything, but I have a very good gut feeling. And I feel like it's a win-win for literally everybody. There's nothing bad that could come from a relationship between TNA and WWE. TNA gets their exposure and the ability to just like represent their brand, and WWE gets to do something awesome for the wrestling community.
So as far as TNA Wrestling, the rebrand, all that, are there any other elements of TNA's past that you would like to see brought back besides Monty Brown? That's everybody's answer, is Monty Brown coming back to do something. Are there any other elements of that? I know the six-sided ring isn't something the wrestlers particularly enjoy from a bumping perspective.
So personally, I would not like to see the six-sided ring come back full time, but I would absolutely love to do like a special pay-per-view. I'd love to see it at Slammiversary or Bound for Glory. I think that would make those pay-per-views that are already huge pay-per-views even more special if we were able to get the six-sided ring back for those. I also would love to see the Elevation like X come back. Oh,
yes.
That would be so sick.
As far as who you saw backstage, I know you had mentioned that Petey Williams was there. Petey Williams, who has a storied history with TNA and Impact Wrestling, and he helped produce that match. Who were some other familiar faces that you ran into that you hadn't seen in a while? And maybe people that others don't even realize that you know or that you have history with.
So I saw CM Punk, who was actually filming. I'm not sure what he was filming. But when I saw him, he was filming something like a documentary maybe, and he recognized me from TNA. So we had a conversation. I mean, a lot of those people, because of social media has made the community even more tight-knit. I got to meet Rhea for the first time. She's so sweet and nice in person. I absolutely love her. You know, all the girls. Mia was there. The referee there, Aja Pereira. Yeah. We actually used to wrestle like 10 years ago on the Georgia Indies. So to
see her
there.
I saw her picture that she, I saw the picture, yeah.
So to see her there and for us to be there together was just like kind of a full circle kind of thing. That was awesome. Shotzi, just like most of the girls that I've wrestled with on the indies and have been backstage with at TNA, like it was really, I didn't realize how many people I was actually going to know there. And I think that's one of the reasons that I got so comfortable so fast was because I just know a lot of people there.
Did anybody approach you and say, Georgia Cobb, it's you?
No, no one said that.
Thank Nobody? God. Nobody. My God. Well, Jordan, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. It's incredible what you've accomplished and what you did accomplish this past Saturday. Of course, they can all see you on TNA Impact 8 p.m. every Thursday on Access. We do have a post show here on Fightful. But Jordan, tell the people where they can find you, where they can follow you.
You can follow me on all social media at Jordan Grace. My name is spelled right there, has a little bit of a weird spelling, so don't type in Jordan. That's not it. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff at Jordan Grace.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.